Steve, we got an email from a listener. It says, my friend is a chef. People always talk to him about cooking. Even if he wants to talk about something besides food, the conversation inevitably goes back to him being a great chef. The email goes on to say, I have a friend working for candidate running for office, and every conversation in which she partakes inevitably turns into politics. So, Steve, what does every conversation in your life turn into? I mean, do people talk about
money and advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Success.
And it's not, but no, it's not that they ask for money. Mm-hmm. They want to discuss, you know, ideas for it, how to make more. Uh-huh. I don't really mind that, you know. I mean, it's like when you meet a chef, you're going to have questions because everybody loves inside information. A guy in politics, you want to get his opinion. You meet a pro football player, you want to get information about playing ball, other teams, how is so-and-so. Man, have you ever faced Aaron Rodgers? That's just common. So, how was it, man? You know, it's like people see Marjorie all the time and they go, I bet he's just a hoot to live with. Mm-hmm. I bet he just funny all the time. Then my wife
goes, think comedians.
No, he's not funny at home at all. No. They just go, yeah, you're just saying that.
Yeah,
like I'm just at the house, just
put on a show.
Never stop. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Like they always want to ask, tell me they have a strawberry letter for me. Ooh, I got a letter for you. Yeah. Ooh, I have a letter.
What they always talk to you about, Tommy?
Prank my mama. Prank my daddy. Prank my uncle.
Can I just say this?
I swear I'm not this stupid. Yeah.
When the people I meet who meet
me
out there,
not true.
Let me just clear this up. I don't know where Steve is. I don't know what he's doing. Okay?
Say it, Jay. Yeah. Come on, for not, all of us.
If,
for all
if
of
I'm
us.
Not with him, I don't know where the hell he is. I don't talk to him that much. I just don't know. And don't give me a damn thing to give him.
Oh, they're coming with that one.
Oh, I'm not taking it.
You're going to leave with a bag full of stuff for Steve.
Tell Steve. Yeah. I ain't telling Steve a damn thing.
But how do you not take the stuff,
you
though?
You just walk off?
Yeah. You know what I do?
What?
And I'm going to admit this. I'm going to say it.
What?
I'll take it, but I throw it away.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah. I've watched him do it now.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. Oh, yeah.
You know what I don't like, Jay?
Yeah.
When they roll up on you, Tommy. Got something just for you, dog. Just for you. Hold tight. Come back 10 minutes later. Here it is. Get this to Steve. I'll be down.
I thought you
this
said
my
it was
book,
me.
And I know he'll like this book.
Yeah.
No. It's kind of like his book, but not
food.
Got a book.
They bring food.
It's like his book.
I heard Steve like German chocolate cake. I made one, so it's wrapped up.
But
they already wrapped up in
say,
Jay. Hey, no, let me finish. I made two. One for you and one for Steve.
That's so cute.
They go right in the trash.
But what are we supposed to do with a cake, though?
We can't put it in the trash. We can't eat something somebody we don't know hands of.
Right.
No.
And we can't put it in our purse.
But you
we
hurt their feelings, though, man.
They mean.
I don't give a damn about your feelings getting hurt. What you're not going to do is poison me. Nobody eats food from a total stranger.
No, they
don't. You can't do that.
It's not even smart.
Oh, that reminds me of that meme where this person was washing chitlins in their tub, in their bathtub at home.
What?
Yes. That's why you can't take food from strangers. You don't know what their habits are.
I don't know who the hell don't know.
Bathtub chitlins?
Bathtub chitlins.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all ain't.
Yeah. It's all kinds of crazy stuff going on at home.
You can't have 220-pound boxes of chitlins in your sink.
In the bathtub. No.
You got to put them in the bathtub.
Yes. Right.
My mama done that before. Y'all should have been, but I ain't eating no chitlins out your bathtub.
Right.
Man.
Wow.
That's what
they
a lot
about.
Of
chitlins. Right after they got out the tub.
Right after they got out the tub.
I'm going to get right back in here with these chitlins.
No. How about this, Steve? Hey, save that water, because I got to clean.
Let that
water
out.
Don't drain that water.
That's ridiculous.
That's nasty. We back at that nasty house again.
Hey, Connell, don't you let all that water
Connell. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.